Well, no, Mick McGilney, a fellow called Mick McGilney.
Yeah.
Yeah. He lived across, just across, Glenswell, he's just across, hills there. Now, you could even walk, they used to walk across in the old days, you know. The roads weren't that good, so they just took the hills for it.
Yeah, he really loved his song, though.
That's a brilliant song, you know. It's been living for years now, and many people seem to like it, you know.
Yeah.
It'll never die, you know, it'll still keep on going.
Do you know a bit of Mickey's history?
Well, he must have done a lot of travelling. He must have went to America, probably, and he wrote, going to America. He went to New Zealand as well.
Yeah.
He wrote different songs going on the ship to New Zealand, you know. And he would have done a lot of that kind of. He used to come to Dandone on a Sunday afternoon to visit friends of his, you know. There's another man called James Van McLaughlin. The two men must have known each other pretty well. He lived in Dandone. He would have wrote lovely in Old Fintown and Lovely Green. He wrote a song called Lovely Green Gidorium in the time of Father McFadden, the time of the land troubles. That time, you know, Father McFadden was arrested, you know.
So John Boyle McMenamin wrote that?
Lovely Green Gidorium?
Yeah. Is that what you said?
No, Sean Bon McLaughlin.
Sean Bon McLaughlin,
right? James Bon McLaughlin, to be exact,
Do you know the words of
this? No, I wouldn't know it, but I would have it, have the words of it all right.
Yeah.
But I don't know what music would go to it, you know. But you see, he wasn't a musician, he was just a poet, you know.
You're right.
See, he didn't write music, he just, the problem would be now you would need to put music to all the stuff that he did write, you know.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
he wrote.
In the case of Mick McGinnis, he was one of the Fenians.
Oh, definitely, aye.
Yeah.
Very, very strong.
Yeah.
Fenian blood and Fenian.
So went on to America.
Aye, up to America. Wrote the song when he was going away, you know. He might have wrote other songs which was lost, probably, you know.
Yeah. Well, he wrote Trombone Marches too.
Oh, aye. Probably wrote that one as well, yeah.
Do you know that one?
No, but I don't know that one, but I heard my mother telling about the Trombone Marches. About the sad time, the Civil War time in Ireland, you know. Charlie Denny was a Cork man. I mean, I think he visited Dandone a few occasions, you know.
Oh, he would have.
The time they're on the run.
Yeah. He would have safe houses.
Do you see they could have went to, yeah. Oh, it was great. Hard times, but.